Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the Not Safe for Work podcast.
So sorry, I'm laughing. The problem is,
we had been recording, well, thinking we were recording for a solid, like, almost 15 minutes
probably, yeah, this way. Yeah, and there was nothing there.
It was great energy, guys. If you feel like the start of this show is lackadaisical,
that's why.
Let's go ahead and sing again. It's MLK Day.
It is MLK Day.
Happy birthday to ya.
Happy belated.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
For some reason.
We ain't done yet.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy belated.
That's all I got.
In my mind, though, I think the card got full.
Oh, so maybe.
But I didn't see it when it said it. Normally, I catch it and I can. But I don't know. We'll find out in a minute. If that's the case, then we can pick up where we left off from the first one. And I'll piece it together later.
Okay.
But what were we talking about when I started this whole thing?
We went dog walking.
Yes. Welcome to Dog Walking 101. It is our day off. And, you know, we just decided to record today because yesterday was the playoffs, and where we record, which is Deja's parents' house, we record in their basement, which is also her dad's man cave, and he was watching the playoffs, and he refused to move. So we had to move our recording date to today. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We're here now. It all worked out fine. What else did I miss?
Well, we talked about Cardi B and
Yes, Cardi B is
T.T.
going
Loren.
To dog walk Tammy Loren.
Tommy Loren. Terry? We talked about Tammy T-T. Rivera, too.
Oh, okay.
We talked about a lot, guys.
Yeah, we did. Tommy Loren was saying something, and Cardi responded. And
she insulted everybody talking about, Cardi B and
shut down.
Loren was like, oh, one more, like, ignorant person to add to the Democrats campaign or something. And Cardi B was just like, I will dog walk you.
She literally said, leave me alone, period. I will dog walk you, period. And that was it.
It just needed a bitch at the end of it.
That's it, but she didn't need to.
You're right.
I'm sure Tommy was like, what does that mean?
She said she would dog walk me. I'm not a dog.
Right.
She thinks I'm a dog.
Right.
Dumb people always be confused about insults at them.
They do. That's true.
No, she's not calling you a dog. That happened to me in college once. I can't remember what. I was arguing with this girl that went to my school on Twitter. And she had said something and I was like, a hit dog will holler. And she was like, you calling me a dog, bitch? You need to look at yourself.
Oh.
First of all.
That hurt. Sounds like you feel like you're a dog.
First of all, I'm going to need you getting ready to graduate from college. I'm going to need you to know what a hit dog will holler means.
It means you're guilty, you idiot.
Second of all.
A hit dog will holler.
I actually don't have a second of all. I'm not going to go into it because that could pull me down a rant and about AKAs and deltas and all
Let's
kinds
not.
Of things. So
we're not going to go there.
At my school.
Oh, okay. So, yes. Cardi B told Tommy Loren that she would dog walk her. And then she replied, I don't know what she said, but Cardi was like, you're a fucking racist, essentially.
Yeah, she explained herself
very
her
well.
Her comeback was, that's what we were talking about, how articulate Cardi
Y'all
B
gonna
is.
Y'all stop sleeping on her.
She's not
smarter than you think she is.
She's not articulate because she has a language barrier. She just needed a little
English
bit more.
English is her second language.
Yeah. ESL.
Yeah.
She needs an ESL person with
she
her
does.
Now.
She does. English is her second language, but she's very smart. Like, Cardi educates herself on what's going on in the world. Y'all gonna stop thinking that she's stupid. She reads.
Watches the news.
All day long. Like, you can't talk about somebody that can recite all, how many presidents have we had? 45 presidents in order.
She can do that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She can do that, or she'll say, I won't do that. Just ask me, just give me, like, a fun fact about one of them, and I can tell you which one it is. Like, she just rambles. I think she was like this one. I read it in an interview, and they like one of these presidents was on the dollar or something, like a little known fact that most people would know. She's like, oh, that's so and so. And I was like,
did she have to become a citizen?
I don't think so. I think she was born here.
Okay.
But her parents speak I think she said her dad only speaks Spanish.
She's from Washington Heights. You don't need to be able to speak English in Washington Heights. At
all. You can, Spanish is fine.
Or she's from the Bronx, which is right by Washington Heights.
Right. You, she didn't need to. She
speaks, and she's Dominican, which is all Washington Heights is.
Trinidadian, is it something?
She's, I just know there's a ton of Dominicans up there.
This is also
in that part of the city. Mm-hmm. And you legit, you do not need to know English on the north side.
No. For what? It ain't nothing but Spanish-speaking people over
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
What do you need to know Spanish for? I mean, English for?
To go downtown.
Yeah, this is true. But I figure my thing is like, if you have kids that are in school,
the little abuelitas don't go downtown, probably. This is true.
If you have kids that's in school, they'll learn English anyway because they're around it so much.
Yeah.
Spanish should always be your first language.
Yes, or if whatever your second language.
If I ever have kids, I would want them to be in like a Spanish-speaking like daycare or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start speaking Spanish to them chaps as soon as they come out the womb.
They'll
the little bit that
easily.
I know.
All I know is hola, como estás, muy bien, y tú?
Ven aquí, gremlin.
Ahora, I know that. Vamos, that's it. I know like shit from movies. I don't know very much Spanish. But yes, and then we also talked about Tammy Rivera and Waka Flocka getting married.
Well, I was confused because I thought they were already married, but Kirsten told me that they never had a ceremony.
They never had a ceremony. They've been married for 5 years, so they got married. They had an actual ceremony in Mexico.
I wonder why now.
Well, they're on
at the marriage boot camp publicity.
Or whatever, probably all that stuff, and you know, probably after that, he probably was like, "Well, let me give you a ceremony because I haven't given you one yet." Hmm. I don't know.
Their relationship is so weird to me.
How?
I love them both, but I like them. I love them both separately. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm just not crazy. I just don't feel like he's. Provides a healthy relationship.
I mean,
which is such a shame because he's such a nice guy.
He is. Nice guys aren't always the best in relationships. Nice guys are still assholes.
Because sometimes nice guys are too nice to everybody.
Exactly. And they just feel the need to give out free penis.
You need to dog walk that bitch. Don't fucking talk to her no more. I don't give a fuck if you was just saying hi.
Oh, Lord. I mean, I feel like as he's gotten older, he's gotten more mature, just in like certain things.
Have you watched Marriage Boot Camp? Has it came on yet?
Yes, it is a hot ass mess.
Is this the same one that Soulja Boy is on, or was he on a previous season?
No, it's him, the Flockas, Soulja Boy, and his lady,
who is whatchamacallit's daughter. I learned
Teddy
in the interview.
Riley's
I was like,
daughter.
What? Nia Riley,
Lil Fizz, and his whatever other person,
baby mama.
No, like.
Oh. Omarion's baby mama?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. She's supposed to be like his ex-girlfriend, but he doesn't see it that he saw her as just like a friends with benefits situation.
So why are they on marriage boot camp?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It's the same thing with people who have nothing to do with hip-hop are on Love & Hip-Hop.
Mm-hmm. Or when they invite a single lady to the cast of Real Housewives.
It don't make no damn sense. Jessica Dime and her fiance are there.
This is real black. I thought it was a mixed show.
It's all black. It's all black on this
episode. What channel does this come on?
It's the hip-hop edition.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was confused. I was like, wait, what's happening? Did it move to BET? What's happening?
It's on Wii TV.
That's what I thought. But Wii is a little ghetto.
Lil Mo and her husband are
okay, so they're the only married people on there.
The Flockas and
Lil Mo. Yeah, and Tammy and Waka.
Yeah.
Have Rashida and Kirk ever been on it?
No, but I mean, what is there to save? Because
they're still together, right?
I don't give a damn. At this point, how many times are you going to let this man cheat on you and you take him back?
And nothing.
And have kids.
Yeah. His non-useful ass.
He don't do shit.
You're the breadwinner. You're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
He cheated on you on national TV.
I don't understand.
Because he got upset that you got pregnant with your husband's kid. I don't understand. You get upset because your wife is pregnant with your baby. And then you want to go cheat on said wife because she having your baby. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
I don't understand.
It doesn't make
and it
make
results
sense.
In you having
a kid
a whole
outside
other kid.
Of your marriage.
Ew, Rashida.
How many times are you
Rashida
take a
could fuck
back?
Around and get her like a Middle Eastern man?
She really
and be
could.
Set, okay,
she really could. He ain't that. Kirk is not that cute.
He's not cute.
Like, come on.
I won't say he's an ugly man for his age, but he's not cute.
You know what she fucked up at? She let this man move his shit back into their house.
I've been telling y'all
out of the blue.
Ladies with money, ladies with talent, stop letting y'all's man manage you.
Bro, because that's where you fuck up at.
Clearly.
Get you a separate manager. Because.
Then these Negroes start thinking.
That they have way more power than they did.
Right. That they're actually bringing something to the table.
Since he's been managing her, when was the last time Rashida put out a record? Does she even still make music?
That one that came out like right around when she joined Love & Hip Hop. So was it Marry Me? Then make them want to marry me.
Is that it? That might have been it.
I mean, it wasn't very popular, but it was funny. And the internet enjoyed it.
No, the internet always enjoyed
something,
it.
Something make them want to marry me.
That might have been it.
Yep. That's the last thing I remember actually like hearing.
Yeah. And now she makes no music. And your husband cheats on you frequently. And yeah.
And you have a store.
Two stores now.
That I've never seen anybody actually buy clothes from.
I've never even been in.
I know people that have tried to like go in to see if she's there. So they started charging people to take a picture with her.
That's
and her
out
mother.
Of pocket. Her mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid.
Because
that's dumb.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
That's dumb as hell.
Where are they?
Phipps Plaza.
Both of them?
No, one is in Houston.
Well, it's got to be making a little money, at least for now.
Phipps, from what I've seen, it's doing...
Phipps people rental fees there. Are not cheap.
People go in there all the time. But to me, it's like, it's just a regular...
store.
Boutique. There's not... There. It's not... is it custom? I don't think so. I feel like she just has a vendor.
Everybody got stores, girl.
Everybody has stores, but everybody has the same shit. You can find the exact same outfit for different prices.
I haven't been in Nene's. I haven't been in Candy's. I haven't been in Rashida's.
I've been in Candy's.
What's the name of that one again?
Which one?
Candy store.
Tag Boutique.
I want to call it Taste Cafe Sunflower. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It used to be over by, I don't know if there still one is over there, and this is the one in Buckhead, the second one, or if they just closed it and moved it. But it used to be by the Starbucks that I went to today off of Atlanta Road.
I've been in Candy.
Toya had a store too, didn't she?
Shit, I don't
selling
know.
Shoes or something?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I've been in Candy's, but I've never been anybody else's. My thing is, like, I'm all for people getting into business, but, like, it's all from the same manufacturers. There's nothing unique about
what's unique about Nene's is the goddamn location. I'll tell you that
Where
much.
Where is it at?
Girl, Duluth.
Who the fuck is
driving? I always want to stop by when I'm out there for work, and I just never have time or feel like
Good
it. But
God.
But because it's nothing really else in that
and,
immediate
oh,
area.
So
I mean, not like really close. There's a mall, but like older mall.
Oh.
It's not too far from Mall of Georgia,
yeah.
But
well, that was smart of her then.
So I guess that could be, you know, it's,
yeah.
You know, more white women getting to buy it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Mm. Anywho, into dog walking 101. And all the foolishness that occurred. Future is on a press run for his newest album that just came out called Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And he just feels the need to provide help and advice to people about what he feels like they should do.
Instead of channeling that energy
into what
into
he
his own
do.
Shitty ass music.
Yeah, because I haven't listened to Future in God knows how long.
Hot stinky trash.
You listen to it?
I tried.
It's that bad?
I only got through like three songs.
Ugh.
And I was like, this is bad. But that's how, to me, all of his stuff has been lately.
Yeah, it hasn't
I haven't enjoyed Future music since it was whatever the album / mix. There was an album and a mixtape. They both were decent. The one, both of them had Fuck Up Some Commas on it, I think.
Oh, like Dirty Sprite 2 or some
something.
Shit. Something. Mm.
Those were decent.
Mm. I mean, he, for those that don't know, he was on a whatever show with somebody he knows. And they asked him how he felt about Russell Wilson.
Messy,
and
first of all.
He was like, he does whatever she tells him to do, which to me just sounds like respecting your wife.
Happy wife, happy life.
Okay. And then he proceeded to say, if it was him, he would tell her not to ever bring his name up, as in don't talk about Future, as in don't even speak his name around me. He said she knows that I would never allow that. Essentially.
And that's probably why she's not with your ass.
Exactly. And then he proceeded to say he had an issue with not meeting Russell Wilson before Russell Wilson met baby Future.
And as a journalist, I would have responded, well, according to her claims, there were a lot of meetings that you were supposed to be at to pick up your son and stuff. So is it that she never planned or was it that you never showed up for a scheduled time?
She was on an interview. An old interview resurfaced where they asked her, like, why did you not introduce Future to Russell before you let baby Future meet Russell? And she said, I tried to get him to come meet him before Russell met my son. He said, no, what you want me to do?
Moving on.
That's it. So what do you want me to do?
Baby Future. See, it's at this point.
That baby is so cute.
He's so cute. I mean, because they're both great looking people. Mm-hmm. I think Future is very handsome. We all know Sierra should have been a model and not a singer.
Yes.
You know, she's beautiful. She's just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So it's, but my thing is, like, he needs to be thankful that this woman has found a man to not only love her, but love her son equally as his own. Do you know how hard that is? Your son could be being abused. Your son could be being neglected. And we know that you don't have, according to you, the time to be around him.
Which sounds ridiculous. That's the dumbest shit in the world. So it's like
the least you could do is be thankful.
Shannon Sharp had the perfect response.
Oh, I saw that.
Hold on. Let me pull it up. Which I love Shannon Sharp anyway. He is the funniest shit.
Uncle Shan.
Funniest guy in the world.
he looks like a horse to me.
He does.
And my dad.
All right. So somebody said, hey, Unc, at Shannon Sharp, you listen to that new Future? And Shannon Sharp said, I'm not listening to his music again until he stops hating on Russell and C. Needs to get the fuck out his feelings.
Okay.
And he said,
go ahead.
Got to admit, CC was kind of out of pocket. Whole Ray's son with the next man shady. He said, how many more kids does he have since Sierra? Fuck out of here with that. Be glad she found a man that loves his son and treats him good.
How is that shady?
It's not
y'all
shady.
Are so scarred. Why would you not want somebody's significant other
to love your child as much as they love their own?
I don't understand what y'all want him to do.
Just act like the baby don't exist.
Future ain't gonna raise him.
Okay, because clearly when you do have the baby be with your mama.
So what do y'all want? Y'all are so messed up. I don't understand it. I do not understand it. And to me, Future's, everything that he's been saying just shows how much of a chauvinistic dick he is when it comes to women.
Toxic masculinity.
Exactly. And relationships. It's like, sir, first of all, you telling a woman not to, a woman, Let's put him in this situation. You telling your woman not to mention her child's father at all. Don't mention him. What does that have to do with anything? What is the issue in that? You just want to have control over her. Yeah. And for her to seem like that you're the only person in her life, which is concerning to me. Like, why would you want to foster that type of environment? He's a mess.
The wildest shit in the world. Like, when I heard it, I was like, it just sounds like, she's happy. Let her be happy.
And he's happy. Baby Future is happy.
Okay, so why aren't you happy for your child to be in a loving environment when you're not around?
And my thing is, you clearly don't care enough to make any changes.
At all.
So shut the fuck up and stop talking about it.
Because all you want to do is talk shit.
Run me my check.
Okay,
every month.
Clearly you don't.
And we'll move on.
That's it.
Run me my check. You ain't got to see him.
No.
Matter of fact, your name ain't even Baby Future no more. Come on, let's go to the courthouse.
Because, shit. And my thing is, like, why would he tell her not to mention you when you're her son's father?
That's what I'm saying.
That is the dumbest shit. Why would he be like, don't talk to him and don't talk about him? She has to talk to you.
Right. She has, and she needs to be communicating with her husband
about you too.
Okay. You and your son.
She has to. That's has to have him in on everything.
Called having a healthy relationship.
That's
Future,
it.
Which you clearly
don't know anything about.
No. I knew it was going to be a mistake when she named that baby Future.
I did too. I was like, damn it.
Because this ain't going to last.
No. Well, I think they broke up before the baby even got here.
You know what? You might be right.
Because I think she found out he was cheating on her around before she had the baby. So, and I will say, her and Russell Wilson's responses was just picture of their kids happy, and rise above was the caption. All love.
He needs to clean up his act because he does not want his son to grow old
and listen to that shit
and be like, you know what,
I don't fuck with you, bro.
Take a dog walk, nigga.
You've been disrespecting
me
my
and Papa
mom.
Russ are good.
You weren't around.
Ever.
And you chose not to be.
Exactly.
So.
And when you did have me, you put me with grandma. So I fuck with her. But you, I'm
right.
cool on.
Right.
You have like seven kids at this. Six or seven kids.
Yep.
Then
that
he
we
went
know
in
of.
On Wendy Williams talking about how she put all his baby mamas on her show. And I said, well, you like, did that to them.
Oh.
And he was like, you didn't have to put all of them up there. Put the ones that are like out there. On there, but don't put the two that don't want anything to do with social media on the show. That's my issue. Like, why are you telling other people what they need to do when you need to address the shit within yourself, my friend?
And you know Wendy Williams don't give a damn.
At all. Wendy Williams don't care. You lucky she out on extended leave because she would have been said something about you.
Oh, she would have been going in.
Real quick.
And you know what? Kudos to Russell and Sierra for handling this.
So well, so maturely. Right. Okay, because child, Future, he ain't worth shit.
Right.
She wouldn't say shit because obviously it's TV. But still, I just had another thought in my head and now it's gone. Damn it. Don't you hate when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Soulja Boy or Big Draco, as people have been calling him lately. Soulja Boy has been in the news quite a bit lately because he... did a press tour. He did a very hilarious interview with the Breakfast Club.
On its way to being the most watched interview.
I laughed so damn hard. Oh my. The sad part is a lot of that, he made sense.
Yes and no.
His delivery was terrible.
Yes and no. Some stuff you're like, okay, you're clearly lying. Or exaggerating.
Yeah.
Extremely. But, and that's what happens with Soulja Boy to me. It's like you, like, and I feel like Charlamagne said this, like, you take away from people being able to give you the credit because you do stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
I've always respected Soulja Boy, and I've always been one of those people that's like, y'all need to stop clowning this man that was 16 years old.
He writing. Laid the groundwork for a lot of the shit that y'all are doing now.
Oh, 100%.
These dance crazes and
he
all
was
that.
16, writing, producing, and publicizing his own music. Through the internet before anybody was really doing that.
Yep.
Took off across the Southeast and eventually in the world.
Yep.
So it's like, y'all,
Soulja Boy off in the hole. Watch me crank it. Watch me roll. Watch me crank it.
The whole sound.
Superman that hole. Now watch me. You.
I mean,
you.
I don't understand, but I swear he listened to our podcast and was like, bitch, it's time for a comeback. I swear. He listened to that episode and was like,
You right.
I am a classic.
I did have the biggest comeback of 2018 because that's what sparked the whole shit.
I think that his interview was really good and he had some valid points. He shed a lot of light on stuff that
he
I didn't
really
know.
Did. I didn't know about like a lot of the similarities between him and Drake.
And the whole Migos and those beats.
I had no clue.
But he's also, I think, a narcissist.
Very much so.
So it's kind of like, okay.
When you achieve that much success at such a young age, it's really hard to stay grounded.
Yeah, it is.
It's really hard to, but you all, that also comes with having the right people around you to keep you grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had just a lot of people around him that wanted from him and were hyping him up and all that extra shit. Because, you know, he's a smart kid.
He's been through a lot, too.
He really has.
I didn't know about that whole shooting
thing. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Because that went viral like a year ago. About
I missed that.
When he gave the narrative of what happened. Did you watch? Have you seen that?
No.
Girl, they turned it into
a song.
I just
heard
him
talk about it on the
They turned it into a song. He was like, all right, so this is what happened. I was in the house, right? And I saw some people come in. And I was like, boom, all right, let me grab the AK real quick. I got the Draco because, you know, I'm Big Draco. And I was like, oh, Soulja Boy. I was like, he has to be on something. Mind you,
that's my
he
thing
has
too.
Had a drug issue. When they started the interview, Charlamagne said, let me check your nostrils.
I know. But that all, he's told his version of that story, but I don't know.
He was like, and then I seen one of them running, and I was like, boom, got him, shot him in the leg, he fell down. And then I kept moving through the house, and I was like, oh, shit, there's another one. Boom, shot him. He's like, and then I realized, oh, damn, I know him. I took his mask off, and I was like, oh, damn, I know him. He said, then the police came and everything.
I think he said he shot him again once he realized he knew him.
Yeah, and he shot him. And I was like, well, that was.
And that's the one that died, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he died. I can't remember, but. You have to watch the original clip of
him. Damn, okay, I'll Google it.
Hold on, I'm going to see if I can find it real quick.
But that interview was priceless.
I cried. I laughed so hard. He said, Drake? What did he say? You mean the nigga that was hiding his kid from the world, but the world would hide from his kid? Drake! I hollered. I was like, no.
Tell me what's really going on. Charlotte was like, oh shit.
And then he had the sweat patches that came like up here.
I know everybody is stuck on Drake, but I fell out with the Tyga.
that interview was,
you mean the man that got his bitch fucked by
Oh my God. Tyga.
And then he'd be like, oh yeah, that was a bomb song. That was a good song.
Right. That was cool. That was cool. He's like, them who? He's like, them crackers.
Like, yeah, that's right.
I was like, oh my God. I hollered. Oh, here we go. Hold on. Home invasion. This is the clip right here. Girl.
So you on top of the world. You working with everybody. You nominated for a Grammy.
Mind you, he's smoking weed during this whole situation.
Lord.
You on top of everything.
This was from... And then the robbery happens. December 28th, 2016.
So what happened previous to that robbery in terms of where you were? Because it was like an album release party or something?
Basically, this sounds like the same idiot.
This is Vlad TV.
That damn Vlad again.
Can't stand his ass.
I heard you were at an album release party. You were at your house, and between three and six dudes with masks came in with AK-47s.
So basically, I bought this club in Atlanta called Excalibur.
You bought a club?
Yeah.
Did you really own that?
I own this club in Atlanta called Excalibur. I bought it. It was always the lit spot. All the rappers come. Everybody always come.
He's high as hell.
Yeah.
It was like my album release party at my club. We chilling in the club. Some niggas follow me back to my crib. I got a double gate in my community at the time. I'm living in Atlanta, Georgia, in the mansion. Double gates. Niggas come through the gate.
Well, so you got a security gate and then a gate in front of your house?
No, I got a gate. You get to the gate, you go through that gate, and you got to go through another gate.
Okay, so ain't like a security gate with security guards or something like that?
No, it wasn't nobody at the gate.
Okay.
Wasn't nobody at the gate.
Okay.
So there's two gates.
Okay, I got you.
But somebody lived in the community that they knew that let them in.
Oh.
I'm saying.
So they get into the community.
Get in the community. I'm chilling in the studio. Me and A-Rab in the studio. Jabbar in the living room. My other partner, Killer, S-O-D-M-G, he in the living room.
Who I interviewed recently?
Nah, you interviewed Killer J.
Oh, okay.
Killer was in the living room.
Different Killer. All right.
So I'm sitting in the, it's four of us.
Different Killer. Okay.
Jabbar went and take the trash out. He come back in and sold you. I just seen some fans ride by the house. While I was taking the trash out, I said, what the fuck? Some fans grabbed the pistol, go outside, look. Stop the music. I just hear, motherfucker run. I hear, doo-doo-doo. My partner say, man, who the fuck in this crib? A-Rab passed me the pistol. Bam, I look through the door. I see like three, four niggas running through the crib. All black, mask on, running through the crib and shit. One nigga run to the front door. I hop out, I start shooting. Bow, 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 bow. Shot the nigga. Bow, shot his ass. Bow, 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 bow. All the niggas run out the door. They run out the door. This nigga on the floor. Walk up to this nigga, take his mask off his head, looked at it, saw who it was. I'm like, damn. Shot his ass again. Bow. He screaming and shit. Ah! Oh. I shut the door.
When you took the mask off, you knew who it was?
I knew who it was.
Oh, wow. So it was an inside job. Well, you knew who he was.
I knew who he was. I'm like, damn. Shot his ass. Bow. Go back in the studio, shut the door. All I hear is, doom, 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 doom. Somebody coming up the thing. I open up the door again. I start shooting. Bow, bow. That's my nigga. It's killer. He like, man, pass me the gun. I said, man, I ain't giving you shit, nigga. Fuck that. Bam, police pull up. That was the end.
These guys get shot up. The other guys run off?
Yep, they left him.
They left the dude, they left their homie.
Mm-hmm.
Police arrive. It's clearly self-defense. The guy is still on the floor?
Yep.
He's still alive?
Yeah. Nah. I'm gonna talk about all that.
Okay. So the police arrive. Were the police cool with you, or were y'all like?
It was good. Everything was good.
Okay. And it was self-defense. 100%.
Self-defense.
Boy, if you don't put that so damn blunt down.
Well, the coroner comes, I guess, and takes the dude away, and they leave. How paranoid are you at this point?
When? Like, as soon as the shit happened?
So, essentially, that's what happened in his house in Atlanta at some point. And so he talked about that in the interview or whatever, but Soulja Boy
is... I've been telling y'all not to live on the South Side. I just Googled it.
Where was he at?
Pretty sure it was McDonough.
Jesus.
Y'all been stay out the South Side. No matter how far south you are, it's still the South Side.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, and then he went on to a show called Everyday Struggle. And essentially they asked him, these three black people, they're like, we support black business, yada, yada, yada. And you could tell, like, throughout the interview, they were kind of trolling. And then one of the interview asked him, well, why do you have so many businesses anyway? And I was like,
what
the fuck type of question is that?
To make money?
You support black businesses. Then you ask a black man who's up there to... Because, mind you, he technically was up there to promote this video game console mm-hmm. that Nintendo is suing the shit out of him for.
Why?
Because...
Is it a copycat?
Girl, the box don't even have his name on it. He bought them shits from China.
Well, that's what he said.
And then he said it has like 600 and something games on it. And like, I was like, this just doesn't sound like
right.
you crossed your T's and dotted your I's. Right. Like, it just doesn't sound like good business. Saying.
The exaggeration.
And then apparently he said he sold 7 consoles and made $200,000. So my question is, how much were you attempting to sell these damn consoles for? Because if you only where's my calculator? If you only sold 7 for $212,000, that means you sold these damn consoles for $30,000 a pop, which to me just doesn't sound right.
There's the narcissist coming out.
But, however, I mean, he had it on his phone, but there's no telling if that was a screenshot of some other shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, but that goes back to my whole point of, like, y'all three black people gonna ask a black man why he got so many businesses. If that's not the dumbest damn question I'd have ever heard. Black people already got a hard time owning businesses in this goddamn country. Y'all three asses is gonna sit there and ask another black man why he got so many goddamn businesses. Get the fuck out of here. Granted, it doesn't sound right. I can agree. His name ain't on the box. But, come on. At least be supportive. That's my whole thing. At least be supportive. My mom just sent me a text with a picture of my brother talking about, your brother cooks us breakfast. He should. He living rent free. The fuck?
I'm going to need you to bring it down.
Sorry. I just needed that. Like, you sending me that, like, okay, he don't pay no bills. He should. That's the least he could do is cook you some breakfast. His little janky ass bacon.
Mothers in their Rickies.
Oh, child. But anywho. So, yeah. Soulja Boy had one of the best interviews over the past week, because that just, and I mean, it's turned into a meme.
Oh my God.
Him and his Gucci headband. I don't
plan on letting that go at any time. I've been using it for everything.
Him and his Gucci headband that's struggling at this point. You know, he's just been all over the place and just entertaining the masses, because he feels like he had the biggest comeback of 2018. But to me, it's like, where did you come back from? And what did you come back with? That's my question. That's what
Charlamagne was trying to get. But you're a musical artist and you haven't had
any
music. Released any music.
So what did you
so
what did you come back to?
What did you come back with?
Yeah, what I'm just confused. Apparently, he just put out a song. I haven't listened to it.
I haven't either.
I don't know how good it is. But if we're comparing him to Tyga, Tyga did have the better comeback because Tyga came back with hits.
Hits.
And music. I hate that damn song. I hate that damn song. Bro, it's the worst when you're in Atlanta and you change stations when that song come on and the damn song is on that whole nother station. Can't stand that song.
I never got sick of it. I still listen to Taste.
I hate, as soon as I hear the beat, I'm like, next.
Taste, Dip. And there's another one that's doing, I think, okay now.
Hey, this always he let the white girls go and just decided to focus on himself and his music.
Probably hasn't let the white girls go.
Well, the Kardashian white
girls. Okay, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
So, yeah. Oh, and then Casanova had to check Soulja Boy.
Who is Casanova?
You never heard of Casanova, the rapper?
Oh, Casanova.
No, Deja. Casanova is a rapper. No. Really? No.
That's the only Casanova I know.
I'm sure you heard the song, Hit Him With That Left Right. I know you've heard that song.
Sound like some up north shit.
It's not out here.
Where he from?
New York.
That's what. Sounds like some up north shit. It's not. Well, where is he from? New York.
Oh, well.
Up north.
Sorry. I wasn't thinking.
Y'all know we don't be paying no attention to up north shit.
This is Casanova. You've seen him before.
Y'all know when we in
Casanova.
Atlanta.
That's Casanova.
Who is that gremlin?
He's a wow. Why you gotta be a gremlin? They should give me my phone. You just press buttons. Oh, poor Casanova.
That nigga looks like the villain in the second season of Luke Cage. He Jamaican?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Is Casanova, is spelled like Casanova the song?
Mm-hmm.
Is Casanova Jamaican?
I'm trying to find a snippet of the song.
Shit.
He is?
He's from Flatbush. That's where the guy, the villain in the second season of Luke Cage was from.
I hate you. He Casanova. Has a song. Mind you, he was at Clark Atlanta's homecoming. Getting it down, by the way, with one of my friends. The shit was so
if
funny.
I can't spot a goddamn Jamaican in a haystack, I don't know who can.
He's Jamaican.
Jamaican, Haitian, and Afro-Panamanian.
Well, there you go.
Woot! Don't tell me I'm not good.
His name is Casanova. And he had to check Soulja Boy. I'm trying to find.
Play a song for me.
I'm about to. Hold on. You've heard it, Deja. I know you have.
When I Googled Casanova, this is what came up. Giacomo.
Oh, here we go. You've heard
Casanova.
Say you would die. I'm gonna die too.
I've never heard this.
Never heard this?
No.
I love this song.
You're partially from up north. This has never been played on Atlanta radio.
Hey. Show me what it do.
I wish y'all could see Kirsten right now.
Hey.
I've never heard this. Who is this?
Yes.
Man?
With the left, right.
Okay, turn that shit off. You are too lit.
I love this song.
I swear to God, this is what happens when you record in the morning with the morning person or early afternoon. Normally we record at night.
This is
not this lit.
I'm not. I'm normally tired by then. I'm trying to think. Oh, you might know this one. No, you probably. You don't know this. Okay.
Has he been on any features?
Yeah.
With anybody that I would know?
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
We're not doing that. We're not doing
That's
that.
That's the Casanova that I know.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know who this Jamaican man is. This island man.
The disrespect. Oh, he was on a song called Get the Strap. I think it was 50 Cent's song.
Oh, yeah. I know that song. That's the one he premiered it like after an episode of Power.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But I don't think I ever listened to it after that. But probably I do remember not. That song coming
probably
on, or and the video coming on, and me being like, 50, get the fuck out. Okay, so what is his beef with Soulja Boy?
He doesn't have a beef. He just had to check him for the way he was talking to women. So I respect him.
Okay, that brings up another point from the interview.
The way he was talking to Angela Yee.
Oh, so disrespectful. Yeah. So disrespectful. Yeah. That I was like, okay, you need to calm it down. Because you, the way that you were responding to the men and her.
Completely different.
And she just let it go. First of all, I would have put, hold on.
That's my thing. With Angela Yee, she's too passive. But she's supposed to be the level-headed one out of the
fuck
three
that shit.
Them.
Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit.
I'm trying to see if I can find like a snippet of him talking to her.
Kept telling her to listen.
Oh, this shit is funny. Remember that? No. Who said Big Soldier ain't from the hood and the dude threw his arm off of him?
It was just another day. And, you know.
That's Compton, though.
Yeah.
You're not from Compton?
I am from Bompton.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm from Bompton, yeah.
I thought you from Mississippi somewhere.
Nah, I'm from Bompton. I'm from California, Bompton.
No, you're not.
Nigga, what?
How?
What?
What you mean, how? Where you from? South Carolina?
Yeah.
How you from there?
I was born and raised there.
Okay, believe that.
You were born in Compton?
Nah. I was born in Chicago.
I'm so confused.
Charlamagne said, I'm so confused.
That situation went down.
I'm with all my niggas. It's like 30 of us. So we posted in the hood. We just chilling and shit. I'm like,
who said Big Soldier ain't from the hood?
His Chris Brown story had me dead because that sounded just like light skin ass Chris Brown. Don't like my bitch's picture. First of all, you haven't been together in 4 months.
Right. Soldier was like, my bad.
He's supposed to punch me.
I'm sorry.
He didn't hit me. I put my arm around him and he pushed my arm off of him.
Oh. That shit was funny. When he was like, who said, that's what, in the midst of him and Chris Brown's thing, who said Big Soldier ain't from the hood? He put his arm, that dude was like, get off of me.
Right. I do remember that.
Oh, God. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to see if I can find, hold on.
Fair, like a lot of young artists that are doing something different that people aren't used to, they always say this person killed hip hop.
When it's something that's when I first came in, I got it the worst though.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I got it the worst though from Ice-T, from Snoop Dogg, from all the OGs was like, what is this bullshit? What is he doing? Now look at everybody, they collab, they love the new generation. I had to take them bullets.
Everybody doing a song with a dance to
it. Him and the struggle headband, because the headband look like it's tired.
Headband has been in the game for 10 years.
You know it's real when the top start getting real
folding over.
Every artist in the game, all y'all record labels, y'all owe me.
Okay, here I'm gonna play the Casanova Soulja Boy moment.
I'm surprised any Haitian/Jamaican man is talking about how to talk to women.
He let him know you don't talk to women like that.
Maybe that's why his name is Casanova. Maybe he's an anomaly.
He's in a relationship too.
With who?
Some girl.
Man,
she's an unknown girl. She's very pretty too.
Casanova. What was that man's name in Luke Cage? Luke Cage.
You screamed at a lady. You bugging the fuck out, homie. No, you bugging out. You got shit all over your face. You bugging out. You high. You snacked. I understand.
First of all,
female. I hate that word. I hate that word.
Like we're species.
They're women. Let me educate y'all men real quick, okay? Because I find that I have to do this quite often. Female is the sex of a person. Woman is a human female. You idiots. When you call somebody a female, you are limiting them to their reproductive organs. You are literally putting us in the same boat with dogs, goats, fish, whoever the fuck, whatever species. We humans are women. Female humans are women, not females. You fuck. I hate that word.
I hate it too.
Don't call me a female. I'm a woman.
I feel
hate that word. You gonna hit the female? You gonna hit the women? They're women. They're grown ass women. Don't talk to grown ass women that way. You child. Okay, I'm done.
Don't they look alike?
A little bit. They should just show me a picture of the villain from Luke Cage season 2. What's Bushmaster? Mind you, Luke Cage season 2 was mad corny to me and I was upset about it.
Well, be upset because it did not get renewed.
It didn't even get renewed. So,
I was very mad. I enjoyed season 2. It was longer than it needed to be.
It was. Some of that shit was drug out.
Yeah.
Drugged out.
Flewed out.
All of that shit.
Bushmaster and Casa.
They're not related.
Related. Deja. Jesus. No.
It's not popping up.
Anywho, I respect Casanova for the message, but we're women. That's all. We are grown women who are humans. So human females are women. Sorry. So yeah. Oh wow.
What?
I haven't seen him in a while. This kid from my high school. He actually looks really good. He got facial hair now. I need to text him.
Oh. No, that's how you feel.
It's not like that. I just haven't talked to him. God knows how long.
You feel. He's cute.
Yeah. His name is Wayne. He's younger than me, though. And he has a girlfriend. So, yeah. I'm going to text him.
Anywho.
Yep.
I'm going to find out that they related. And y'all, though. Y'all going to be like, damn, Deja told you so.
They're not related. I really don't think they're related. But I could be wrong. I don't know Casanova's family history or his genealogy.
Hit him with that left right.
Yeah. Show me what that do say do.
Never heard that before.
I'm mad you haven't heard that song. I love that song. There's a little dance to it and everything. Hit him with that left right. I'm sitting down so you can't see it. But yeah.
Anywho. Are we done with Soulja?
Yeah, we're done with Soulja.
I don't think we gave Serena the shout out in this
portion. We didn't.
Portion,
shout
so
out to
ahead.
Serena Williams for dog walking these women in the Australian Open. She has defeated the number one seeded woman in the competition, Simona Halep, and she is moving into the quarterfinals against Kristina Pliskova.
You better know the names.
You know, I keep up with Serena when she's on the circuit. I hope one day before she retires, I actually get to see her play in person. If she was playing in Charleston, because they have a tournament in Charleston, the next time if she ever plays in Charleston again, I will happily drive to Charleston to see it.
Sometimes she plays in the one here. She has before.
Yeah, but now she's limiting herself to only big competitions. Because, you know, before she would compete all year round, she was like, I have a kid now. I can't do that. I'm only going to compete when it counts.
Gotcha.
So anything Grand Slam related, she'll do. But other than that, nah, you won't see Serena. So yeah, she is out here dog walking these women. She just, like I said, the number one seeded person. She has the quarterfinals. I think she plays that on Wednesday. Usually they have a day break before they play again. I haven't yet to watch because she has been playing at ungodly hours due to the time difference.
But y'all go to her Instagram page and check out her outfit because it was cute.
It's very cute, and her donk is on full display as normally.
I was gonna say it normally is.
Yeah, but damn,
that's a donk you can't really hide.
You really can't, because my
god, you can
god.
Put it in a nun's outfit and it's still gonna be
poke.
And I'm here for it.
Good lord, that lady has
just like the twerk video. I'm always here for ass.
I did watch the twerk video. We talked about that last episode, I think.
No, we talked about it at brunch.
Oh, we didn't talk about it. At, well, yeah.
Because we told Karina to go watch it.
We did tell Karina to go watch it. So, yes, shout out to her. I hope she makes it to the quarterfinals to then compete in the finals so she can tie with the, I forget her name, Margaret. Hold on.
Is that the lady they just made a movie about? Go ahead.
Okay. I only know Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Is the
no,
one with the movie.
She's a tennis player. And it was Steve Carroll and the redhead actress that's in all the movies from Easy A. What's her name?
Emma Stone?
Yeah. It was a tennis movie.
Okay. She is looking for her record-tying 24th Grand Slam title. Margaret Court. That's her name. I knew her name was Margaret something. So she has 23.
Oh no, that
she's
was
going
Billie
for,
Jean King.
24. Mind you, Serena has made it to two finals since returning to the tennis circuit. She's lost both. Her most controversial was the one in the U.S. Open where
when
she competed against Naomi Osaka.
Yeah.
And basically the umpire fucked the entire situation up.
Kind of like the refs in this past weekend's playoff games.
I heard about that. I don't watch football, but I heard. If they have a rematch, I think that would be good because Serena can really focus.
Mm-hmm.
Because that umpire essentially screwed her over a lot in that, because we all know Serena Williams is a very passionate woman, a very passionate player, and he basically, because essentially because she was black, she couldn't do the shit that she was she couldn't say what she was saying, even though she didn't cuss. Mm-mm. She didn't use profanity. She just had.
She wasn't even really yelling.
All she said was, I'd rather lose than cheat. I don't cheat. I have a daughter. I would never do that. Mm-hmm. And essentially he said she was what? Some about word. Some
hostile type of, or hostile towards her. Yeah, something.
Whatever. So yeah. Hopefully, I would love to see her and Naomi Osaka get the chance to do it right. And of course for Serena to win, because Naomi Osaka is like 22. She got time. She was 38 now. Like, come on. Yeah, it's okay.
Are there many other women in the tennis that's world that are no. Serena's and Venus's age?
I think it's just them.
Okay.
They might have one other person that's in their 30s, but not nearly.
Because old girl that never really was that great, but white people hyped her up. She doesn't play anymore, right?
Maria Sharapova. Yeah, yeah, she does. She had a ban. She got.
Yeah, that's what I thought. She was doping or something, right?
Well, she wasn't doping. She had a medication, a prescription for it. And she had been taking it for years, but they changed the drug rules.
Gotcha.
To where all of a sudden she didn't know that the prescription he was taking, whatever was in it, was against the rules.
So gotcha.
They suspended her.
Gotcha.
But she came back.
She's older too, though, right? Like mid to late 30s.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's been around for a while.
But I mean, she ain't. She never beat Serena.
I was going to say, I never understood why people hyped her up so much.
She never beat Serena. And. She had a book where she wrote a whole lot about Serena for no apparent, like, it just was mad random.
Because she's a hater.
She is a hater. And Serena, I think after she came back from her ban, her and Serena played. And, of course, Serena just.
Dog walked her,
essentially. So, yeah. I mean, that was pretty much it as far as news goes. The big things happened that were future telling everybody what they should do instead of focusing on making better music and lying to these kids about the drugs that he doesn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And he just needs to grow up because he's like 34 and he still acts like the same.
Right.
I just, these men in these like situations in the music industry more specifically are just trash.
Yeah.
So trash. And yeah. It's just like, and y'all, you have babies with babies with everybody. Like, ugh. I don't even want to be around y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. Unless it's like in the circles with like Diddy, Jay-Z, those type of people. I don't really.
But they're just past their trash. They as far are, as we know. Which is, they still were trash.
They were trash, but a reformed trash man I can be cool with. If you're still trash, no. But these men have also admitted to their trash.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like they have.
I've never heard Diddy admit to his trash.
No, Diddy has.
Okay.
He said that he fucked up when it came to Kim Porter. A lot.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, what did he do to her?
Well, you know, that's when they were together when he went through his whole trial here. And I think he's admitted to that he had cheated on her when they were together.
Granted, Diddy, one, he has kids now. He
loved her.
He did love her. But most of these grown men, unfortunately, it takes them damn near to be 50. But Jay-Z has admitted to his shit. He's accepted. He's acknowledged his role, although, however, people like it or don't, Beyonce accepts him as her husband. So yeah. That is what it is. However, comma, Beyonce, let it be known, you will never embarrass me again. Okay? She let it be known, and I'm sure she left his ass for a while.
Yeah. I just hate that. Like, for instance of Jay-Z, I feel like it's like it took you having a daughter.
So how it is for a lot of men. You have to have a daughter and then you realize, damn, I would never want her to date a man like me. Hmm. Or a boy like me, I should say.
Hmm.
Although I feel like it shouldn't come to you having a kid for you to just grow up.
And they both just have grimy past, both
of
them.
Yeah, as far as business dealings go. For sure. And but it was also a different time.
That does not excuse moral behavior.
I'm not
acting like it was 1872. It was the 90s. It was the 90s.
Because Jay-Z did come out kind of late. He was like 26 or 27. But yeah, so these just young, early 30s, mid, like, y'all are all just trash.
I'm trying to think of somebody people. Other than Ty Dolla $ign who's not a trash person.
Is he not a trash person?
He's not a trash
Why
person.
Why is he not a trash person?
Why is he a trash person?
Why is he not is the better question.
I can't think of any reason that we would label him as trash. He's never done anything.
That you know of.
Yeah, well, that because we can come out.
I mean, his ex-girlfriend, whatever her name was, the light skin.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go
your
ahead.
Your face said a lot just now.
I'll say my speak my piece no, after you say.
I'm curious now.
Because I felt like, I don't know much about that girl, but I feel like she was just salty that they broke up. And she went on that Hollywood show and was like upset because Fifth Harmony fans were getting in her ass, which has nothing to do. It's not like Ty Dolla $ign was like, go get in her ass, Fifth Harmony. Go get him.
Well, granted, we only know her side.
Now, I will say that she says that he was a cheater.
I'm not surprised.
She was like, the songs he were writing, that's real life. Two of my bitches in the club, I was one of them. I was like, well, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, so that's okay.
No, no. But I'm talking about, like, the levels of trash that, like, I feel like, okay, you've got cheating, which is, of course, trash. But, like, you're cheating, you're not accepting responsibility, you're going around, you're having babies, you're bashing people, you're doing shady, you're cheating on a married woman. Like, that's, to me, different level.
Okay.
And they argue, they both dispute about some of his, he says that she says she was cheating. And he's like, well, we really weren't together like that for some of these times. Because, you know, they were together for 10 years off and on.
Well, see, here's my thing. A lot of times a woman will think she's in a relationship based on what this man says. And then the man will come out and be like,
story of my life. Well, not current, but
I was going to say, Tyrell.
Been there. Not with Tyrell.
Because a lot of times the man will and then turn around and be like, but you're not my girl anyway. Exactly. But however, you've been selling a dream to me.
Last night
girl.
You told me you wanted to make my baby or me to have your babies. Come on now.
So what's come on. Let's. Nah, you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, but other than that, nothing's come out that he's a trash person.
Okay, he's just better at hiding it.
But he also had a daughter at a young age, so maybe it settled in early.
Quite possibly, he was like, shit, I can't act an ass.
Right.
Or he just acts an ass in public, and he does his shit right. Sign an NDA, and if you come out with any shit, I will sue you.
Okay.
Which I don't understand why half of y'all don't have NDAs. I just don't understand. When you get with a chick, sign, phone please.
Thank you.
That's all you have to do.
And we're moving on.
I just don't understand. Like,
I'm trying to think of other non-trash people. Justin Timberlake, of course.
Justin has had some trash situations.
Like what?
I mean, the Super Bowl was a thing. Especially with the whole Prince thing, considering did you not hear about like his relationship with Prince?
I thought you were talking about the Janet Jackson Super Bowl.
And the Janet Jackson shit, because he should have invited Janet back. You don't rip and expose it to the world.
There has never.
She got the brunt of it, and he let her.
And that was never, ever any evidence,
that was
hard evidence, that he was a part of it or should have been taken any owning to it or whatever.
He ripped her thing off. What do you mean?
But nobody else ever came. Like, first of all, there was never any evidence that it was fully intentional on either of their behalf.
So if that's the case, why are you letting Janet Jackson take the fall?
And it's not that he took the he apologized like she did. He can't help that the media ate her up.
He still, as a man, you should have came out and been like, look, guys.
He apologized on behalf of his involvement.
Regardless, as a man, he should have came out and been like, look, guys, let's not bash Janet because it's not her fault that
but I
it
don't
was
feel like people bashed her.
Janet got a lot of flack.
They
for
were
that.
Just like, that's disturbing.
She got well
and yeah, they both apologized.
Janet Jackson had a nipple piercing at the time. Hey. Let's just call it what it is. And it was a big one too. Like it was oh God.
But again, to me, that's not like trash. That to me is a publicity stunt gone wrong.
Regardless, as a man,
that's not a trash dealing.
That is.
That's not a trash dealing. No, it's not a trash dealing. Especially because even if that was 100%, like, okay, this is what you're gonna do. Neither him or Janet Jackson decided on that. Somebody else decided on that and told them to do it, and they did it.
Fine.
But to me, that's not his reaction does not make him, it may not have been to your liking, but that doesn't make him, it's not shady, it's not anything under the belt. Again, it's not technically mistreating anyone. You want him to defend somebody else mistreating her, which I fully understand, but it's not like he was the one that did anything wrong to anybody.
He ripped.
But they both were. It's not like he ripped it off and Janet didn't know, you know?
She looked very surprised that her boob was out.
They all were involved. If it was intentional, they all were involved.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't know, do we? So that's still kind of.
They all were involved. I guarantee borderline. You, the Jackson family would not. If she was legitimately not involved, their family wouldn't have let that go down. Her father would not have let that go down.
I don't think her dad was managing her at the time.
It doesn't matter. Her father,
Joe Jackson. I think they were estranged. They're still pretty estranged from Joe Jackson.
He's
Joe
dead.
Beat your ass, Jackson. But before then.
No, but I tell her whole family, their family would not have let. And you know, once the Jackson family speaks, they speak on behalf of one. This like, they're true. All a unit. And they never really came out and said, like, oh, Janet had no idea she was person. No. As much as they defended their brother.
Oh, are we bringing Michael into this?
I'm just saying, in general.
Wow.
In Deja. General. That's what I'm saying. Their family never was like, oh, my God. And they would have.
Okay.
So, again. That's not really shady.
Of course she jumped. She as soon as Justin Timberlake came up and I said, what is this? He's
never done trash. Anything shady.
Okay.
Alyssa Milano said she cheated on him.
I mean,
that's the only thing I've heard.
I guess. Anyway.
About my I like morally strong celebrities.
Do you? I see your face like, maybe not.
For the most part.
Who is not morally strong that you just thoroughly enjoy? Other than the City Girls.
I was about to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was about to say the City Girls.
Young Miami's ignorant ass.
We don't know about her morals.
She's ignorant as hell.
I don't have nothing to do with your morals.
She's ignorant, though. When you say you're going to beat the gay out of your son if he turns out to be gay, she's that's a moral though. Issue.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Damn. Do it, baby. Stick it, baby.
And JT commits identity fraud.
Ooh, I forgot. Yep. That's why I just be like.
Because who finna be broke? Her words.
Me, because you stole my damn card from the Valero on 146. Damn.
It's a lot of unmoral celebrities out here.
All right, yeah. Just the City Girls.
Okay.
I can't think of any others, but I'm sure they're out there.
There's a lot.
That I like.
I'm sure.
But it's a shallow level of like. Not like I like how Justin Timberlake. I'm not going to give you a lot of money if I. I mean, honestly, the only two celebrities that I like give big bucks to is Jay-Z. Is Justin Timberlake and Beyonce.
Yeah, true. Beyonce's morally sound. She don't be with the shits.
Mm-hmm.
She removes herself from things quick.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to her for
I wish she would step that. Up, speak more on certain things.
Well, she doesn't like public speaking.
No, okay, right. Not necessarily speak, but I just like sometimes I just feel like she'd be late to the game. Like,
well, a lot of people were upset with her on midterm day when she put out like at 6 p.m. I'm for beta, and everybody was like, I mean, you could
have voted already.
You could have put that out at least yesterday.
At least. That's what I'm saying. That's classic Beyonce. I'd be like, thanks, girl.
I looked at it, I was like, damn, Beyonce, you are so late to the party.
Thanks, girl.
I'm like, you could have put this out so long ago.
A while ago.
So long. Y'all be quick to endorse, like, presidents.
Thanks, girl.
But yeah, I mean, she could have been busy. I mean, you can't put all your faith in Beyonce when it comes to voting.
Yeah.
So.
You got to know for yourself.
Now, did she even register to vote in Houston at this point?
Probably not.
She probably
California.
Yeah. Or her compound. That beautiful ass property that they have. I want a compound.
Okay.
Whenever I can afford it. I'm speaking it into existence.
You might want to get information then. Go on tour or something.
Compounds here are not that expensive. A compound in Cali cost them $100 million. I can get a compound here for $5
million. Not that expensive, you say.
I'm just...
You still need to get information for $5 million.
I'm saying you need millions, but the level of millionaire that you need to be is
oh,
not
100%,
to that, is
yeah.
not to their extent.
Oh,
you
100%.
Know what I mean? I can get to five.
Yeah.
100 million is like...
And you got plenty of... You can put it anywhere in Atlanta.
Anywhere. Just go knock some damn trees down.
You ain't even got to go that far.
You don't.
You can go... Shit, Smyrna.
Yeah.
Shit, just, West Midtown. Have a compound in the middle of an industrial park. The location right is fabulous. Lord. Oh, all right.
God. Moving on. Okay.
Anything else? Oh, shout out to Kamala.
Kamala Harris. You know, I've been seeing some shady shit about her. I need to read up before I endorse her.
Read, y'all. Y'all
don't
need
be,
to. I
don't be
going
quick
in.
To endorse somebody just because they black, y'all. Y'all need to read.
Auntie Maxine.
Ooh. I
respect her voice for the black community. However, if y'all were to read into Maxine's history, Okay. She's a politician. I'll say that much. You know, when black politicians be real black politicians, yeah. They getting paid. Mm. They family getting paid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, read up about your people. There's nobody that has ran for president, that has announced they're running for president, that I'm like, okay, I'm on this train. Let's go. Let's ride it.
I'm really waiting to see if Beto O'Rourke runs, because I would endorse him.
I'd have to learn more about him.
He's really smart, and he's from his campaign promises in Texas, he was a lot for the people.
I think what he did in Texas is promising, and I know some black people are like, with Kamala, and she's the only black candidate so far.
Yes,
but even with Bernie,
Julian Castro,
yeah. But even with Bernie, and people are like, well, why don't you have faith in, it's like, well, we like them and we'd love to see them in presidency, but do I think they're the right person at this time? And some people are like, you have to have faith in America.
No, I feel like y'all clearly
haven't been right. Y'all
need younger people.
Well, not even younger, but I don't think that the person to bring us out of this Trump dump is going to be black. Or Latino.
Has to be a white person, because a white person
maybe
is
a Latino man.
Maybe. That can pass for white, though. It has to be somebody that can reach across the aisle, and a white person can look at you and be like, I don't know.
I can kind of, you know, yeah, and I get that people are like, have faith in America.
Because people think when you have a black president, all of a sudden racism goes away, and it doesn't.
Well, my thing is, people I feel like that are like saying that, like, oh, we just need to go with what's right, have faith in America. It's like, y'all must not live in the South or mm-hmm. in the Midwest, in territories that Trump is taking.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. It's like, mm-hmm. it's one thing if you're saying that from New York City. That's because you're surrounded by a lot of like-minded yes. people, white, black, whatever they look like.
They're all But when very you live liberal.
In the South, the Midwest, in these very mm-hmm. Trumpy states, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I get what you're saying, but I understand the reality yes. of America.
Keep in mind, Georgia is not Atlanta.
Say y'all that.
Get it twisted. Georgia is not Atlanta.
If Georgia was Atlanta, Stacey Abrams would be our governor, exactly. hands down.
Easily, by landslide.
You know? So it's like, well, we still got to be strategic. And it's like, if we want to progress, like, we need to have somebody that can convert some of these middle-of-the-line white people.
Granted.
And sometimes they get scared away.
They do.
By black people
mm-hmm.
and women.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
Period.
And it's three women so far that have come out and said that they're running for mm-hmm. president, which gung ho to y'all. I think it's a beautiful thing for more women to be coming out.
I agree.
Because I think before Hillary Clinton, this would have never happened. Mm-hmm. So kudos to y'all for, you know, and kudos to Hillary Clinton for at least making respect. Women believe that they have this possibility. But it's just, it's such a hard situation as far as the situation that we're in. Granted, a lot of the people that voted for Trump are old, white, uneducated. And millennials.
They weren't old.
Not all of them. A lot of Republican.
They were white.
Yeah. A lot of Republican millennials, you know, I think with I was talking to my parents about this morning. I was like, this is part of why I'm extremely, like, I'm not happy that the shutdown happened, but I'm happy that the shutdown happened. Because for the first time, people, it doesn't matter who you are, it crosses party lines, it crosses race, it crosses age, it crosses gender. For the first time, even people that voted for him are experiencing firsthand the fuck shit that he be on.
But the thing about Trump is, it's like, I wonder how many people, because I've literally saw someone on the news that's said like, this, I'm currently furloughed, affected.
But I still believe in what he's doing.
Right.
What?
I'm not making my bills this month, but, you know, I support the president's plan.
That's the dumbest shit in the world. Because he doesn't have a plan. A wall that Mexico was supposed to pay for.
Like, y'all can't fight this next presidential race with faith.
At all.
And you can't, you can fight it with facts as much as you want. But you need to fight. You don't even need to worry about converting those people.
Mm-mm.
You need to worry about converting those middle-of-the-line people. Where's Focus on that black community that voted on Jill Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the millennials that mm-hmm. voted, you know, in that libertarian, mm-hmm. independent.
Which was so foul. This independent libertarian bullshit is mad annoying. Like, come on. Like, when you do that shit, you fuck it up for every. Like,
right.
If that's the case, there don't need to be parties at all. You just vote for who you like.
Right.
There doesn't need to be parties at all. You just vote for who you like. This
I say it all the time. Congress is like a gang. Democrats and Republicans are gangs. The Republicans and the Democrips.
Did you make that up?
Kind of, sort of. I heard about it. Have you never heard them before? They are gangs. Red, blue. They're signed already.
The Democrips and the Republicans. Republicans.
Yes.
I like that.
Do what I can. Mm-hmm. I just think if that's the case, if people are going to vote independent or whatever, there just doesn't need to be a party. You know what I mean? And Mitch McConnell's butt face ass is still missing.
He really does. His face kind of does look like
a butt.
Is it
a butt? I told you. It's just caved in at the bottom. It's just... Anyway.
I feel like once you start having to get a prostate check every year, or
you're too old to be president.
Right. And likewise for the women, once you're heading into menopause, unless you can state a unique case to where somebody's going in early,
a president can be, that's what y'all need to write into the Constitution.
Not even president, just politicians, or just put a term max on
the youngest is 35. It needs to be from 35 to 50. That's it. And 50 is pushing.
See, the president doesn't bother me as much because they have their term limits. To me, it's Congress and the Senate.
Yeah, that can just run
forever.
I've been in the Senate for 30 years. Why?
Why?
Why? And you haven't changed yet.
Why?
You need to go. I feel like 8 years should be the same. It should be the same for everyone across the board. A president can only be in office for 8 years. A senator can only be in office for 8 years.
I wonder why, when they were making the Constitution, that they didn't think about that. Maybe because so many of them were so old at that time anyway.
Call the founding fathers.
And they died younger. Maybe they were thinking people won't be in that long.
Because we got some shit to talk about. Shit Thomas, y'all came up with.
Can I channel you? Go get the Ouija board.
Not shit. I'm not getting that.
He might try to hunch on us, though.
Okay. I don't need that in my life. I just think millennials, I'm so happy that the House is a lot more reflective of the people.
It was so beautiful to
see. It's a beautiful thing. It's so much more
even on the Republican side.
Right. There's just so much more color in there.
So y'all can see that this hate starts real young.
Real young.
Go back to Puerto Rico.
But I think, which is in the United States, you idiot.
What?
I think whoever it is, they just need to be more in line. The millennial generation is the biggest generation right now, right? Whoever the president is needs to be a millennial because y'all got a whole lot of shit to say about us, but y'all are the ones that put us in the predicament that we're in.
Yeah. I don't know much about Beto, but his stats for Texas, the fact that he was able to get that many votes
that
in Texas is promising.
Every city in Texas.
It's promising, y'all.
Says a lot. He almost beat Ted
Cruz. He almost beat that man. So that, to me,
I really hope that he wasn't opposed to it. He just had to take a break because he did a lot. So I'm hoping that he really, takes that. And, maybe it could be him. I would
love to see him with
a female or person of color
as the vice president.
I think that would be great. Yeah. I think that would be great. Hopefully more people of color come out other than Kamala Harris. I think Cory Booker is. Yeah, I heard that. And I will say Cory Booker is very vocal. I like him.
I like Cory Booker.
I do like him. So I'm hoping that you could kind of tell when Congress started to take shape when Trump came in office, the kind of Democrats that were kind of, you could tell they were edging towards making themselves more known. It was him, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris.
Oh, I forgot Elizabeth is in the game, too. She came out
first. So I'm not surprised that those three have already announced. But, now is around the time that you need to start announcing if you're going to do it. And I think he might be one. And it would be great if him and Beto, came together.
That would be good.
That would be beautiful. I say this all the time. Hillary Clinton would have won if Bernie Sanders was her vice president at the time. Because Bernie had a huge following.
And a lot of those people were people that were, but they were so anti-Hillary, some of those people, because of her past.
And I understand that, but if those two came together and showed a unified thing, because the Democratic Party did Bernie Sanders dirty as hell anyway. If those two would have came together, she would be in office
now. That's a good point, Kirsten.
She would have been in office. And I said, why? When she announced it, I said, why the fuck is Bernie Sanders not her vice president?
Who was she running with as her vice?
Tom Kaine? I don't know who he is.
Oh, old buddy. Wait, no.
I don't remember who he is. That's how unknown this kid was. This guy.
Hillary.
Which annoyed me. Because I was like, why the hell would she not pick Bernie? Because they were neck and neck almost.
Tim Kaine from Virginia.
There you go. They were neck and neck almost as far as in the running.
Mm-hmm, their primary election. Yeah,
so why would you not pick, like, clearly that you
her, whoever man, was on her campaign probably felt like he might scare away some of her core people and she, maybe that they wouldn't have gotten the benefit. But I think you're right.
I think if Bernie Sanders was her VP.
You've got an experienced. Mm-hmm. Senator. True. Well, I'm on her behalf. You've got an experienced, true, middle of the line mm-hmm. Democrat. Mm-hmm. And then you have somebody that can pull in that mm-hmm. way left mm-hmm. side. Mm-hmm. And I but the same thing that happened to Bernie, I think, is the same thing that's going to happen to Elizabeth Warren, but not get as far. Yeah, she's just too far left. And
I think it has to be Beto is left, but
not that left,
not that far. But I think Cory Booker, it's hard to tell with him. Yeah, he just, I think he just operates on right and wrong. Anything I've seen of him, he operates, this is fucked. Like, this, what are you doing?
That Hawaii girl, don't nobody know you.
Kirsten Gillibrand, I'm very upset that you have my name.
And you already talked about gay people. But she's made
very racist comments, too.
And homophobic comments. Yeah, so it's just like,
you're not going to win. You might as well let it go, boo. Let it go. Because the LGBT community don't play that shit. No. Okay? It's not going to happen. So yeah, Julian Castro,
I think, has a good chance.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. Because they've been
talking about him since Obama. For a long time.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting. I don't know about his policies or anything. Kamala Harris just announced what, yesterday? Or
today.
Today, this morning.
MLK Day.
So, which is smart. It was very black of you. But I don't, from what I've heard about Kamala Harris thus far, and it hasn't been very long, like, yes, she's a black woman, but y'all gotta really. She has a
good voice, but I just
you don't really think. Have to do your research on people before mm-hmm. you just we just vote for the black DA. People. We already voted for the black guy, and the black guy did pretty good. So like we already got a black person in there, so now it's time to just do what's right. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like when Obama ran, it was more about let's just get him in there.
But he also had no
scandals. No ever.
Scandals
ever. Obama was a chill. Married man who loved his wife and his kids. And nobody he had his any damn scandals. He minded his business.
Before his presidency and or after. Or during.
Ever. He be chilling.
That's the thing that be getting y'all, man. Y'all wanted to be politicians so bad.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got to look at your past. Because, woo, baby. Mm.
Or Kamala, you wanted to be an attorney, DA, so bad. You was putting them little Negroes in jail. Mm-hmm.
So it'll be going to come back. And all right. See what happens. Moving into the
work playlist. Yes. Yay, yay. Time to shine, baby. Just kidding.
Alrighty then.
Got a few new things this week. So I finally dug into Summer Walker. Okay. Did you tell me to listen to her?
I did.
Multiple people had told me. I wasn't overly impressed.
I mean, her songs were way too short. Way too short. They were
mad short.
Like all of 20 seconds.
I like two on that little. I know people have been telling me to listen to her for months. They're like, Diz, you're going to love her.
She's good. Okay. She's good, but I think she still has a lot more growth as okay. far as vocally.
Yeah.
She's good.
Chill music, though. Nice very bubble chill. Bath music mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. meditation music kind of stuff. So, mm-hmm. Also, did you listen to Kehlani and Ty Dolla $ign's new song?
No, I did not.
It's doing really well. It just came out either early this week or late last week. It's called Nights Like This. I love okay. it. But y'all know I'm a huge Ty Dolla $ign fan, and I'm a pretty big Kehlani fan. So. Okay. It was kind of hard to go wrong with that. And then, okay, I don't know if, okay, hold on. I want to say this person's name right. The Weeknd has a new song. Have you heard that? Lost in the Fire?
Yeah, the one where they say he sneaked dissing Drake.
Oh, shit. I need to listen a little closer.
I just want a baby with the right one because I'll never be the one to hide one.
I didn't hear that part. I was just vibing to really? The beat. Mm. Y'all know I don't be listening. I'm just a bass, a mini Terry. But it's like some, I guess, maybe DJ's song. How do you say this, Kirsten?
Say what? Fuck, I know. I don't know. G.
Guess Celestine Stein. So I'm guessing this is some DJ.
Probably.
But you know, the DJs single always
have weird ass names.
Yeah, some European DJ. Mm. So the single is called "Lost in the Fire," featuring The Weeknd, and it sounds like The Weeknd. Ugh, I love The Weeknd.
He's all right
when he's. Not performing live.
Yeah, because it's not the same. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's like,
how? How did we get how here? How is
it that different from the studio sound? It's just not.
Goodness.
There's a lot of artists that are studio artists and that should never perform live ever.
Girl, but that's where the money is.
Okay. I mean, unfortunately, as much as I love Trey Songz,
you know,
it depends on the song.
I've only heard
and
him
the environment.
Like a tour or him hit a set outside of like, you know, him showing up for the Drake contest or concert once. Mm-hmm. And it was years ago, like before Ready.
Okay.
And he said he had quote unquote laryngitis. But I just think the nigga can't sing. Oh. It was bad, Kirsten.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Oh.
Bad.
I will say, like, if he's in a concert, he sounds pretty good. Like,
it's decent. Drake.
Yeah, he sounds pretty good. It's like these club environments, like where there's smoke. It's just not.
But that's not an optimal space for someone to perform.
It's not. But
anyways,
it also depends on the song, because some songs have like big, like his ballads that I'm like,
don't.
I don't know if you can do that.
This is not a panty dropper.
It just all depends. If he's really focused, he can do it. But I think he gets distracted by, like, there'll be women and they, I mean, he can sing. I just think
I think he can definitely hold a note.
He has hit and misses.
Yeah.
Because he performed on the BET Awards right after his last album came out. And I was like, oh, Trey.
I think it was bad. I think I watched that.
I don't want nobody else but you. Ooh, ah, ah. I was like, no, Trey.
Like Bryson Tiller.
He just sounded winded. Like, I'm like, for me, if you're going to sing and you don't dance, my G.
But that's, to me, what be getting these male R&B artists. Because I feel like women R&B artists take their vocals more serious.
They do.
Men be like, I still smoking that weed. I'm still like, you can't do that. You legit can't do that.
You can't smoke weed
and sing. It will damage your vocal cords.
Every time.
So you got to take that stuff seriously. You need to be drinking your tea and your lemon. You need to be consistently going to vocal
lessons.
Yeah. Like, that shit is no joke. Because take it from Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. Here today and gone tomorrow. Okay.
Very quick.
And once it's gone,
it
don't be coming back
at
that,
all.
Man.
And I think, because I know he be smoking weed and it's just like
partying.
Yeah. And that's fine. But you got to like make sure that you, the thing that got you where you are, you need to take care of that. Because you fine. But come on. Looks fade.
Okay.
You got to like take care of the thing that got you where you are. Because I don't feel like when you got signed, you got to make it. It's still a bop to me. I love that. But you don't sound like you sounded when Gotta Make It. You need to bring back that, damn it, I need some money. I need to make
it. I'm telling you.
You don't have it anymore.
I'm telling you, they be losing the fire.
Because look, I'm still trying to make it.
That song? Yep, Lost in the Fire. That's the name of the new Weeknd song. They be Lost in the Fire.
I just want a baby with the right one.
I'm going to listen to it close.
Because I know
the
hide
I just like the beat, so I've been like, do-do-do-do-do.
I don't
be listening to The Weeknd anyway. I assume he's talking about drugs.
Like, is The Weeknd dissing Drake? And I was like, what the fuck is everybody talking about? And then I looked, I was like, oh. Okay, well. You talking about Drake?
That wasn't a good one.
Drake? The nigga that was hiding his kid from the world, but the world want to hide from his kid. Drake?
Oh, sorry, guys.
Drake? Tiger? He got he looks so disgusted.
Tiger.
Oh god, that was such a funny interview.
Tiger is so chill too. Tiger be like, they
talking
about me.
Tiger was like, thanks, man. Cause he was like, Tiger was in my video. Tiger was like, he put out a thing, it was like, thanks, bro. I was like,
Tiger he is so non-confrontational.
He doesn't bother anybody. Tiger be like, I don't understand why y'all want to bother me.
I legit don't know how he was with Black China so long.
I don't either. Cause he literally be chilling
with everybody
and minds his business.
Okay.
Tiger don't be involved in none of the shenanigans.
Even with the stuff like with Cash Money, like when all that stuff was going on, you never saw him like act out. You just knew that he was in a legal battle.
Yep. And he just was like, I'll deal with it.
Right.
It's fine.
He never rapped about it.
No. He said stuff about it, but it wasn't like.
It wasn't like, fuck these niggas.
It wasn't how Lil Wayne was.
Right.
It wasn't to that level.
No, there was a lot more money at stake.
Also true.
But still.
Tiger literally was like, thanks for the lookout. That's it, and just called it a day. Cause it's like, I
have no energy.
I don't care. Yeah, he did put me in a video, and I appreciate that.
But yeah, last thing for me is, have you seen or heard the new horoscope playlist that Spotify is doing?
No. Oh God, what's okay? On the Scorpio? So I know it's all these sexual songs. I'm ready for it.
Let's go see what's on the score. So, okay, this is what I'm confused about, and I need to read about it, is if... Okay, so first of all, when you tune in, it'll give you your horoscope.
Oh, what's my horoscope? January's total lunar eclipse. Apparently, I missed the blood moon over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I always miss those things. They're I'm sleep.
Same. January's total lunar eclipse emphasizes the growth that your professional life has undergone over the past 2 years. The ways in which you have let yourself shine unapologetically has most likely made all the difference. Keep aligning your professional goals with your personal desire. People
go ahead. Sorry.
People want to see you, know you, learn from what has and hasn't worked for you. Applause and promotions abound when you relieve yourself of the need to perfect instead of focus on being real.
I feel like that's talking more about your individual business.
I do too.
Mine was oddly accurate, I felt, for January. I can't remember exactly what it was. But, okay, so that's what I'm confused about. I'm like, so is this curated by, like, is it individuals? Like, so it takes the horoscope, but then it also takes into account what you've been listening to on your account? Because mine was good as hell.
I don't know who these fucking people are.
You don't know?
Oh, all gold, everything is on here, though.
Okay, wait, let's compare our list.
I don't know any of those people.
Oh, yeah, okay, it's the same. It's the same. So it must be literally, this is the Scorpio playlist. Yeah. Mine was good as hell. You know some of these people. You should listen to it, though.
I'll listen to it.
So you've got The Weeknd. But that's a good one.
I feel it coming, man. Oh, well, that's about coming.
You know Amber, you don't know this song Amber Mark put you on with Dram? It was on one of the work playlists. Oh, you didn't listen.
I didn't.
It's a good song. I think you're going to like it. You know Tied Up by Casey Veggies with Dej Loaf. I be a mini in the freak when I hand tied up.
Okay.
Fat Boy Slim, Praise You. That's a classic.
Know. Oh.
I like to praise you. Dun, dun, dun. The 90s. Oh, geez, Kirsten. You got Jaden Smith. Moving on.
Damn, y'all. Moving on.
Halsey. I'm bad in love. Ooh.
Moving on.
I like that song.
Okay.
Post Malone.
Bitch.
What? You got Trinidad James. All gold, everything.
I said I got all gold, everything on here. Gold all in my chain.
Oh, I love that song.
Pop the Molly, I'm sweating.
Woo. That's one of my favorite songs.
I do love that song. I still jam to that real hard.
But yeah, I
see what yours is. Hold on, Aries.
I was vibing. It was mad chill. So I was vibing.
January's total lunar eclipse highlights the growth of your creative energy, appetites, and projects over the past 2 years. Why is everything 2 years? Whatever you have been able
maybe
to manifest.
Maybe something to do with the blood moon?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Whatever you have been able to manifest, work with, and refine from your raw creative drive is now emphasized, acknowledged, and celebrated. Try not to criticize, compare, or underplay importance of your efforts.
That one was a word to me. Let me tell you when we get off mic about how literally the day I read this was the day before I was like, I'm a bad bitch to someone. So you better recognize.
Okay.
Sorry. I was like, ooh, a word.
What you have been able to manifest over this time frame will serve you for decades to come, but it is far from done as you let your creations keep growing. So do you. Oh, you do have a good one. I'm upset. Oh, I like that. That's my shit.
The whole playlist is lit. The whole playlist is
love.
It was so good.
I'm surprised like half of these aren't on mine.
It was so good that I was like, that's why I thought it was personally curated. Because the light, I was like, oh, this
CPR,
playlist is amazing.
Blind man. I love Xavier. I'm okay. Spotify, we need to talk. Yep. Get up 10. I'm upset. This is a very good playlist. I don't know half the people on mine.
Yours is good too.
I mean, they're all sexually focused more than likely.
No, they're not. The ones I just read to you weren't really sexual.
Okay. We'll see. I don't know who half these people are. Lost Boy Crow.
Just listen to it.
I'll find something.
But yeah, mine's lit.
Okay. It is.
So feel free. You can listen to mine.
I mean
that's pretty much how Aries lives are though. Lit.
Wow. Okay.
It's almost that time. Aries, get ready to mount up.
Of course, it's like Scorpio, and I have no idea who half these people are, and that just goes to the Scorpio nature that we don't be saying shit.
You got people flying under the radar.
All the time. We real private, apparently.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. Really? There's extremes of...
I'm just thinking. Shanterica's a Scorpio.
Really? Mm-hmm. There's extremes. I feel like Scorpios are extremes. There's no black and white with Scorpios to me. Like, there's no gray area. There's only black and white to me. Like, mm-hmm. there's extremes. There's the ones that are, like, really, like, private. They talk, but they also don't somehow. They say a lot without giving very much up about themselves.
Okay.
They tend to, they know how to pull out information from other people. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to them giving themselves to people, it just, mm-hmm. it's very hard to get them to say
so that's stuff. You.
Yes.
Okay. And then the other end, because I'm thinking of my friends right now, said, and it's so like, so you. I have you, that's on that end. And then I'm guessing if the other end is the opposite of that, then I got like Shanterica.
Yes.
And one of my close friends, former roommates from college. And then Jordan's a Scorpio.
Okay.
My best friend Jordan from my line. Mm-hmm. But she's kind of like in the middle of that to me.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm trying to think of other Scorpios that I know.
Most Scorpios tend to be...
Oh, is Erin a Scorpio?
Lean towards the private.
End of October, beginning of November, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like October 26th to November 21st.
It's always 21st.
Yeah.
So October 21st.
Oh. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Or 20th. I'm sorry.
It's October. It's not, though. It's not.
It is.
I don't think so.
It's always. It's the 20th okay, to the 21st hold of the on. Next month. Or the 22nd or whatever.
I could be wrong.
That's how every month is.
October 23rd to November yeah. 22nd.
So
what?
That's what I'm saying. It's always like the 21st or the 22nd as the end.
Oh, okay.
And then the next one starts. Okay. But, you know, anybody... But you're on the cusp.
I'm on the
you're
cusp.
You're a cusp. Do you have... So who is that before? I'm or no, Sagittarius. Who's next?
Sagittarius.
Yes, you have Sagittarius traits. Yes, you do.
Well, I don't know if I should be offended by that. What does that mean?
Karina is like because an ideal the way Sagittarius. You said it. So think of things that you have in common with Karina.
Like?
Just think of...
No, just say what you mean,
it's Asia. Hard to articulate. It's hard to articulate because Sagittarius, it's like, to me, I have a lot of different Sagittarius in my life and they all don't have the same characteristics or they have like a very similar characteristic, but the way they act that out or like the way they live that characteristic is like different. So they're all like good introvert extroverts.
Okay.
Like they all like to have a good time. Mm-hmm. Like, but at the same time, it's like different. But they all like their alone time at the same time. Okay. I don't know. It's weird. But, you know, that's what Tyrell is. That's what my best friend Danielle is.
Okay.
Karina. Mm-hmm. I love Sagittarius. Sagittarius and Aries are very compatible for some reason because we're not alike at all, really. But that's one of Aries' most compatible signs. I don't know if it's as compatible for Sagittarius to Aries, if that makes sense. But you've got... Yeah, you've got some Saggy traits in you to me.
I don't know what they are.
We'll read some more stuff when we get off the mic. I love Sagittarius.
There are no emails because y'all don't ask a shit. So yeah, tip of the week. Is it my tip of the week? Oh no, professional clapback. Do you have one?
I'm going to come back next week with it because okay. I'm developing it. Okay. And yeah, I'm going to come back next week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it my tip?
It is your tip. Because remember last week you laughed at me because I struggled.
Okay.
Ooh, but I do have a tip.
Go ahead.
Kind of based off what we were talking about earlier, go ahead and start reading up about these people for the...
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, see? Oh, my God. Great minds.
Just go.
Start reading up about these people for the presidency, because mm-hmm. let me tell you, it's the beginning of 2019. This shit is about to
it's
pop.
Gonna go
it's
going to fast.
It's going to... Right.
It always does, before and you know it.
It's looking even more every day. I know I've been saying this for the past years, but impeachment, they take a long time. Just like Bill Clinton. They were working on that for shit for years.
He ain't going nowhere.
That's why, well, I don't know. I think it's just going to be similar to like what happened to Bill Clinton. Like by the time it's all said and done, it's going to be time for him to go anyways.
Well, technically he wouldn't. I think if it happens around the end of his term, he won't be allowed to run again.
No, that's he will
I
not.
Hope.
Yeah.
That would be my hope.
Which is what happened to Bill Clinton.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I'd much rather that than...
Anything. I don't know, y'all. This stuff is slow to come, but
it is. But I mean, I will crazy. Say that investigation is getting a lot closer to him. That BuzzFeed report was really like, cringeworthy. However, the investigator guy, Robert Mueller, came out and said that it was fundamentally wrong.
Which, what does that mean?
Nobody knows. So the BuzzFeed people said that they stuck behind it 100% and they just want to know what parts of it
were fundamentally wrong.
Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, do your research on these people. Don't just go voting for somebody because they black. Don't just go voting for somebody because they Hispanic, because this is why we ended up where we are.
Exactly.
So yeah, just do right, people. Enjoy your...
And well, start reading now.
Yeah, I was going to say enjoy your holiday, but by the time you listen to this, it's going to be over. Okay.
Have a great week.
Have a great week. Bye. Enjoy your...